I was sitting thinking and studying and mostly praying. And I was thinking just about our church in the past year. Just in the past year. How many got saved this past year? Stand. You know, you could stand. You're not that old. Anybody else got saved this past year? Anybody here that rededicated their life to the Lord this past year? Look at this, Pastor. So why so downcast, O my soul? Huh? This ain't even my message. I was just wondering. You know, how many got saved? How many rededicated their life? And how many, you don't have to stand up again, but how many got baptized this past year? Four. Five. That's not a bad year, Pastor. That's not a bad year. So we've got to keep remembering what God has done. Instead of looking at the empty seats, look what God has done for us just this past year. Also, how many have been blessed this past year that God's put their marriage back? That's a big one right there. God took care of your marriage one way or another. I remember me, Cindy. Boy, your name just went right out. Crystal. Christine. Who? Oh. We all used to stand around in a circle or something and talk about the problem. Remember? And we all said that God's just going to have to take care of those situations. And this year, or the end of last year, look what God has done. Do we forget the little things? That's enough to praise the Lord. That's enough to praise Him. Gave you a good husband? Amen. Amen. Tom gave you back a good wife? He gave you a new wife? Sorry. No, this is great. That's right. This is great. I just want us to remember what the Lord has done for this little local church. And all the ones that have gotten saved or rededicated back their lives to the Lord, they're still faithful today. Amen? I'm thankful that they can drive clean from Pittsburgh to come to be with us. Amen. Even when it's time to eat, Hunstein, you make that drive. But I was just thinking that. This is not really my sermon this morning. Just a thought. We lost a precious, precious lady in Sister Emma. But I know she's saying, don't weep for me. I'm home. Amen. I miss her sitting there, leaning a little bit forward with that smile on her face and her teeth just a-showing. Huh? I've only got to know her for almost 3 years, but I loved her. And she'd always tell me, she says, you're one of my favorite people. And I love you. And then Brother Ron would just almost say the opposite. Where did you get him at? But we miss her. We lost our grandma of the church. Amen. But we still got Pappy here.
That's right.
Amen. And Brother Ron, we want you to stay as long as you want to.
Not too long.
Okay. Okay. I told him the other day, I said, once he gets there, Sister Emma's going to say, what took you so long? And then I think of all the people that he pastored through all these years. They're probably all dead and gone. And they're probably thinking, Brother Ron didn't make it. But you know what? He'll make it when God says so. Amen? I don't want to die until the Lord wants me. I don't want him to come back right now because there's too much work to do.
Yeah, amen, amen.
I hear people all the time, I want him to come back. Why? I've got unsaved loved ones yet. I know he might say in his word that he'll do a quick work. But, Brother Jeff, I don't know when that is. So I just want to stick around and see how he wraps this thing up, if that's okay. Huh? Amen. Still, not my message. And no extra cost. How many's ever been wounded? Huh? I don't mean shot. I hope not, anyhow. But we need to turn our wounds into scars. Psalms 147 and 3 says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. That's a good scripture. You need to maybe jot that down. I gave you a brand new scripture today. It's brand new. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. What is a scar? What is a scar? Scars are a natural part of this body. Healing process. A scar results from the biology process of wound repair in the skin and the other tissues. Most wounds, except for very minor ones, result in some degree of scarring. How many has had a wound on them? How many had scars? Huh? I remember my very first scar when I was about 4 years old. I remember this because it's still there. I was running around and I got a cut right here on my knee. And I can hear my mom say, that's gonna scar. But see, first before we get a scar, we gotta have wounds. How many's ever been hurt? I think we all have. Pastor, you'll know that you get hurt and you can't say much back. People walk up to the pastors, and I'm not just saying Pastor Sam, I'm talking pastors, and say, I don't like you. Okay, well, I love you, but you know what? When you go home, you feel that. Well, you could do better as a pastor. The songs that we pick out, my goodness, Christine, can't you do better than that?
Careful.
Now,
careful.
I'm just using you. Don't think I think that, okay? But people are kind of ignorant sometimes. Yes, they are. We got ignorant people, and most of them are in the church that hurts one another. And maybe don't even realize that they hurt you. Huh? But there it is. There's a wound, Brother Jeff. But you got to let God do the scarring. These are all from work. These little wee nitpicking things. But thankful they're not scars because they're little. But sometimes when people say something back to us, it hurts. And it hurts deeply. Huh? Are you with me today? I hope you are. Scars can result from accidents, diseases, skin conditions such as acne, or having surgery. All these can have a scarring. But we got to get past the wound to let God do the scarring, that we can be healed from whatever people did to us, or the accident that we were in, or whatever. We can't let the wound stay open. Because Satan will get in there and pour some salt in the wound. And that hurts. If we're wounded enough, here's what we'll say. I'm not going back. I'm not going back to that church. I'm hurt. Really? Really, Mike? Somebody hurt you that much that you're going to turn your back on God? First of all, look what they did to Christ. Look at the wounds that he had. But I'm going to say something here this morning. People that's never been in a marriage that didn't work, and you got remarried, we can help somebody else with that problem. But people that's never been in that situation, how can I help you? Never been there. Are you listening this morning? My mouth is so dry. Good. I'm just going to make myself at home since hens aren't saying much. And this morning, actually, this needed to be taught in a series of what I'm saying this morning. This should be a series because it's good to know things. I want somebody, Brother Ron, to come and help me that's been through what I'm going through and got victory. For if you haven't gone through it and got victory, you can't help me. If I go to an eye doctor because I'm having eye problems, can't see, blurry, seeing all kinds of things dancing in front of my eyes, and that doctor comes in and says, just wait till my eyes clear, I'm a little cross-eyed. I'd get out of that chair, Brother Steve, as fast as I could. I want somebody to check my eyes, Brother Jeff, that has 20/20 vision. Not somebody that's in there stumbling around. I was on a table one day, and I forget what they were going to do to me. Put dye through me while I have an MRI. You ever have one of those done? And the girl doing sitting there said, well, I've never did this before. And this is a fact. And I raised up. I said, say what? I want somebody that knows what they're doing. Come on. I don't want Brother Steve to come into the surgery room and do something on me that he knows nothing about. But maybe in the past, our church has gotten hurt. And there's not a lot of healing yet of what happened in the last 11 years. Right? 11? 12? 11. Okay, whatever it is. But maybe our local church right here has gone through things, but the hurt is still there. So church as a whole, we can't help nobody else until we get healed. Maybe that's why we're not seeing the growth the way we want to. But it's coming. Look at the people that stood. Look at the people that got baptized. Look at the miracles that was put together this past year. It's coming. But maybe we want to see it grows where the doors are open day and night. And Pastor Sam has to stay here for 24 hours a day. 7 days a week. We'll bring you a McDonald's. Yeah, McFlurry. But you know what? Growth is this. Little at a time. That's what growth is. That our fruit, we should bear fruit, the Bible says, and that our fruit should remain. You can have a rush full of people, but you know what? Half of them are going to be gone. We did not get this tall all at one time. I did not come out of my mother's womb like this. Because the doctor would have smacked me. And he did. But what I'm saying is, oh my goodness, Tina, you make me lose my thought all the time. I'm going to go over here. But I grew a little at a time. Did your dad ever mark you as you grew on a door or something? Mine never did, but I've seen that being done. Growth. Growth. And then you grew up to be what you are today. Huh? That's how God wants to build or has to build his church. We're so worried about building his church when he said to us, I'll build it. You know, if Sister Tracy asked me to do something, and I said, yes, I will. She believes I'll do that. Correct? So in the Bible, Jesus turned to his disciples and he says, I'll build my church. For if any others build it, the gates of hell will tear it down. But when I build it, the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. You understand that? He's going to build it. And I'm so glad that he has allowed me to be a part of what he's building. Pastor Sam, don't worry about building the house. He's got it. I got it. You just preach the word and be faithful, and I'll do the rest. How can that happen? By letting our wounds get scarred up, and don't be afraid of the scarring. Tell people what God has done, what he's brought you out of. By the grace of God, there goes I. Huh? We were out there. I'm glad Brother Mike and I never crossed paths while we were out there. But now we're on the same side. Amen? Amen. Not everybody was nicey-nicey all their life like Sister Sandy. You know, some of us have a past. And I'm thankful for that. Because I know what God brought me out of. And what I could have been. It's nice if you were saved at 5. And never had a drink. Never had a cigarette. Never said a swear word. I can't say that. But you know what? The night that I got saved, God has blessed me through those things. Am I perfect? No. Don't look at me as perfect, Brother Ron, even though you think I am. I'm not. I'm picking. Oh. Sister Christine, I'm sorry to tell you, you're not perfect. You're going to have troubles. You're going to have wounds. But let the Lord bind them up and put on a scar and be proud of what you went through. Because now you're ready to help somebody else where you were. Huh? We can preach about things, Brother Sam, but if we haven't gone through them, we have no clue what people are going through. Amen. Took my first church at a ripe old age of 23. And then I sat there and I figured this out. I am not ready to be a pastor at 23. I haven't been through any. I had all my family, all my kids, so life was good. And when I went to a funeral home, I just said, I'm sorry for your loss. Because I don't know how that felt at 23 years of age. But once you lose a brother, once you lose a mother, once you lose a dad and you lost a daughter, life has changed. Life has changed. Wound? Oh, yeah, it's been pretty rough. Your wife walks out for 2 years. There's another rough one, but she's back. Thank God. But it's hard. And you have your moments. I could be washing dishes and I start thinking about my mom, who's been gone for 20 years. But you know what? I still miss her. My daughter, that's another story. I'll never be able to hold her again. I'll never be able to walk her down the aisle. All that's gone. And I dreamed about doing that. Wound? Oh, it's an open wound. But after four years, it'll be 4 years. There's some scarring. And God's helping me through this. But it's not all the way healed. And I don't know if it'll ever be healed. But I know this, and Sister Joyce can even do this. We can help somebody else that lost their child. Because if you never lost one, and God forbid if you do, it's hurtful. Mom and Dad, it hurt. But losing a daughter, that's just totally something else. Amen? See, you can't even say amen because you don't know. And I'm glad. But I got to let this wound start scarring and then I can help whoever's going through it. Brother Ron lost a wife. I don't know how that feels. Because she's not coming back. Come on. You're awfully quiet this morning. Football don't start till 3. Right now, this man is hurting. I know. I can see it on him. And this man needs to be loved. Not artificial, but love him. Amen? Amen. I don't know how you actually feel, Brother Ron, but it's got to be hard. After 70 years of marriage? 71 years of marriage. He's hurting. And we got to make sure that he's doing okay. Love on him. Love on him. Until the Lord starts the scar. That hurt. It might not all go away, Brother Ron, but he's going to heal you and wrap his arms around you, and he's going to love on you and kiss you and just hold you for a while. Let the Lord hold you and sustain you. Amen. I know this is not a shouty message, but it doesn't have to always be shout. Does it? I'm preaching like a Presbyterian this morning. Oh my goodness. No wonder I get in trouble. You know, God could have made the flesh so that it would not scar when it is torn. God could have done that. He puts a band-aid on our hurts, on our wounds. It's called a scab. You ever think about that? That's nature's band-aid. And then once that is, you might scar up after the scab falls off. But God already bind up that hurt or that wound, and you look at it and say, yeah, it feels good now. But you know what? For example, the tongue, your tongue, my tongue, has a certain type of tissue that does not scar. You ever realize that? How many has a scar on their tongue? You do? You didn't have a wound? Okay. Wow. Then where I got this is all wrong. My goodness. Just threw that right out of the window. But what I've read and what I was thinking, it says the tongue does not have scar tissue. Never knew that? Me neither. Until I start studying for this, the tongue has no scar tissue. You ever bite your tongue? Boy, that hurts, huh? But does it leave a scar? It might bleed, but no scar. But boy, oh boy, it can do some hurt. Can it? Yeah. So we got to be careful. Because I don't want my tongue to leave scars on any one of you. Amen? I pick. How many knows that? Nobody? Oh, just Sister Tracy? Oh, I pick and I like to pick. But picking sometimes, Brother Ron, gets you in trouble. But you know what? That's my DNA, I guess. I like to pick. And if I pick on you, it just means I love you. And if I leave you alone and don't talk to you, we got a problem, Houston. Amen. I'm going to close here, but you know, I don't know, my first year here or something, there was a brother that reminded me every Sunday. Every Sunday, he'd come up to me. I guess he wanted to be a blessing. I don't know, but he'd tell me, you know what, Brian? I said, no, I don't like you. Okay. I didn't know what to say, you know. Oh, that's up to you. But it wasn't just one Sunday. It was every Sunday. I'm thinking, what's his problem, Lord? I don't hardly even bother him, but he don't like me. But sometimes you meet people that you just don't like, I guess. Huh? You have to love people. You have to love people, but you don't have to like them. You don't like their ways. You don't like what they do. They tell the pastor how to run the church. Yeah, every church has one. But I always wanted to ask him why, but he left too soon. So maybe God just pulled him out of the way. I don't know. You don't like him? Well, then you're just going to have to mosey on. I don't know. But it didn't bother me so much. But you know what? After hearing it, Sunday after Sunday, it kind of irritated me. And you'd like to just take him out back, which I wouldn't do. But I'd like to just... would have asked him, but he left. So, but was that a hurt? Yeah, it was a hurt. It was a hurt because I don't want nobody to be mad at me. That bothers me. It bothers me if I know I hurt somebody, and if I know I did, there's going to be a knock at your door because I'm going to fix it. Get it fixed up. 10 minutes, it's done and it's over with. Am I preaching too long or am I talking too long? Huh? But church, I want us to get scars. Because there's people going to come in here that has gone through what we're going through or we've been through. And we got to be ready for that. I think when we're ready for this, God will pour more people in. Jeff, you'll have a bigger Sunday school than ever before. But you better have something on that table for them to understand. Huh? It isn't all bless the Lord, oh my soul. Sometimes we've got to get down where people live. And that's what they want to hear. Amen. That's what they want here. That's why they come here. I could pat you on the back and say you're doing fine and dandy, but what kind of preacher would that be? Pastor Sam will tell you, you better straighten up. Fly right. Amen. Why does he do that? Because he loves you. He calls me up every time I miss. Oh, Lord. I know that. But, there, you know, if he missed the first time, he'll try again. And again, then he'll send me a voicemail. Okay, I got it. I'll be there Sunday. Amen. But let's get scarred. How many loves me? Don't put your hand up if you don't. Brother Tom, you don't love me?
Yeah.
Men's a men. What I want us to do in closing, here's what I want. I want everybody to go to everybody and just tell them that you love them.